A row of sleeping bags line up a basement in what is left of the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. As many as thousands of soldiers have been killed or injured on both sides in the Battle of Bakhmut, as well as civilians. Though Russian officials say their troops have virtually surrounded the city, Ukrainian forces here do not want to leave and try to catch some sleep between long battles. We are exhausted, but the desire to fight, to win, is not going anywhere, says this Ukrainian soldier, calling himself Talisman. He adds, we will only move forward. We are not sleeping some nights, and still we drive out the enemy back to their Russian Federation, where they can die or whatever. There is also suffering elsewhere, among civilians in Ukraine. Authorities said the death toll from a Russian missile strike that hit a five-story apartment block in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia rose to at least 11 after a woman's body was found in the debris. It was the same area where the Russian Defense Ministry claimed Sunday that the Russian army hit a command center of the Ukrainian forces Azov Regiment. And Ukraine's presidential office said Sunday that among the many other civilian casualties were a woman and two children who died in Russian mortar shelling of a village in the southern Ukrainian region of Kherson. Despite all the suffering on both sides, Russia's foreign minister has defended Russian actions in Ukraine. However, Sergei Lavrov was laughed at in New Delhi, India, where he told a geopolitical conference that the Ukraine war was launched against Russia.
The war which we are trying to stop and which was launched against us using Ukrainian people, of course, it influenced the policy of Russia, including energy policy, and the blunt way to describe what is the change, what changed, we would not anymore rely on any partners in the West.
Speaking after a group of 20 foreign ministers meeting, he also accused the West of sabotage and said Russia would look for new energy partners, including in Asia.
We would not allow them to blow the pipelines again. The energy policy of Russia will be oriented towards reliable partners, credible partners. India and China are certainly among them.
The rhetoric underscored that Europe's most significant armed conflict in generations is far from over, despite the mounting death toll and millions of displaced people, including many children. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss. Reporting.